Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Where did we leave poor Joseph last week? Yes, in prison for a crime he did not commit. And Joseph was busy serving in that prison. The Lord was blessing Joseph there, just as he was in the home of Potiphar. One day Joseph met two new prisoners. They were the chief butler and chief baker of the king of Egypt. One morning Joseph noticed both the butler and the baker looking unusually gloomy. Then they explained to Joseph that each of them had dreamed very strange dreams the night before, and the dreams were bothering them because they couldn't understand what they meant. Joseph said, "Well, doesn't God know the meaning of your dreams? Tell me about your dreams." So the butler began to relate his dream to Joseph. "In my dream, I saw a vine, and the vine had three branches that made blossoms and then grapes. I dreamed I had Pharaoh's cup in my hand, so I took the grapes, pressed the juice into Pharaoh's cup, and gave the cup to Pharaoh to drink." "Oh," said Joseph, "your dream means that in 3 days, Pharaoh is going to call for you and give you your place as butler again. But please, when you do go back to the palace, remember me." Well, I'm sure the butler promised Joseph he would do that very thing if Joseph was right about the dream. The baker was encouraged as he heard the good meaning of the butler's dream, so he was eager to tell Joseph his dream also. "I dreamed I had three white baskets stacked up on my head. In the top basket were all kinds of delicious pastries and breads for the king. But then there came some birds, and they began to eat the bread out of my basket." Oh, I'm sure Joseph's face looked very sad as he answered the baker, "Your dream means that in 3 days Pharaoh will also call for you, but he's going to hang you on a tree, and the birds are going to eat your flesh." You see, 3 days later, it was Pharaoh's birthday, and he made a feast for all his servants. During that time, he restored the butler to his job, and the baker he hanged on a tree. Now, what was the butler supposed to do as soon as he got back to the palace to serve Pharaoh? That's right. He was supposed to speak a good word for dear old Joseph. But can you believe? He forgot all about Joseph. Joseph waited day after day, month after month. Well, not even a thank you note from the butler. 2 years went by, and Joseph was still there in prison. Was the Lord still with him? Indeed, he was. The Bible tells us that after 2 full years, the king of Egypt had a dream, and such a strange dream that it really bothered him the next morning. He called for his magicians and wise men, but oh my, they studied and discussed the matter back and forth and scratched their heads, and they still couldn't tell Pharaoh the meaning of his strange dream. Why couldn't they tell Pharaoh about that dream? Because God didn't tell them about the dream. Do you know, God not only knows all of our dreams, but he knows our thoughts, our words, our deeds. He knows when we sin and do those things that do not please him. And the best thing we can know about God is his perfect son, Jesus, who came to die for our sins and become our savior from sin. We know Jesus rose from the dead, and he's in heaven now, ready to save anyone who calls on him. That's good news, and God tells that good news to everyone. But there was something God was not telling. He was not telling what that strange dream meant. Suddenly the chief butler exclaimed, "Oh no, I do remember my faults this day." I'm sure the king looked at the butler with great surprise. But then the butler went on to explain, "Well, boys and girls, you may be sure the king of Egypt wasted no time sending someone to go get Joseph out of prison. Quickly, Joseph cleaned up, shaved, changed his prison clothes, and they hurried him straight to the king. Oh, I have dreamed a dream, and no one can tell me what it means. I have heard that you can understand dreams to tell the meaning of them," Pharaoh said to Joseph. Now, Joseph could have answered proudly and brought all the attention to himself. But how wisely, how humbly he answered the king. "No, I can't tell you the meaning of your dream," he said. But then he added, "But God will give you the answer." Joseph very wisely gave God the glory. So Pharaoh began to tell his dream. "In my dream, I was standing on the bank of the Nile River. Suddenly, out of the river came 7 fine, fat cows. They walked over to a field and began to eat grass. Then 7 other cows came up after them. They were the ugliest, skinniest cows ever. The 7 skinny cows went and ate up the 7 fat cows, but then they were still as skinny as ever. Then I woke from that dream and fell asleep again and had another dream. In the second dream, there was a cornstalk with 7 full and good ears of corn on it. But then there appeared 7 thin, withered ears of corn that ate up the 7 full ears. Oh, my! How strange! What can all of this mean?" Joseph was very thoughtful, for God was showing him everything about those dreams. Then very clearly and wisely Joseph spoke, "O king, God is showing you through these dreams what he is about to do. You see, the 7 fat cows and the 7 full ears of corn stand for 7 years of great plenty. However, after that 7 years of plenty will come 7 years of such terrible famine that you will forget all about the 7 good years." Joseph went on to explain to Pharaoh, "Because the dream came twice means that God has established that this will happen and it will happen soon. What you should do is find a man who is discreet and wise and set him over the project of gathering food during the 7 good years and put it in storage so that when the 7 years of famine come, there will be food for your people." Pharaoh and all his servants recognized the truth and the wisdom of Joseph's counsel. And so he said, "I am now placing you in charge of my household and of all the people of Egypt. Only I myself will be higher than you." Before Joseph could realize all that was happening, he was dressed in kingly robes with a gold chain about his neck and the king's own ring on his finger. The king gave him a lovely young lady to marry. Joseph set right to work on the project of organizing and gathering food during the 7 good years. God working out all his trouble like this. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note?